USA News, I'm John Schaefer. In a bipartisan move, the House has approved Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to prevent a government shutdown, passing with a vote of 336-95 just days before the Friday deadline. The bill successfully met the two-thirds majority required for passage. President Biden is actively working to improve the bilateral relationship with China.
We're not trying to decouple from China. What we're trying to do is change the relationship for the better.
Scheduled to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco tomorrow, Biden told reporters his intention is to restart military communications between the two nations. Tensions escalated at a congressional hearing with union leaders when Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen stood up, seemingly challenging Teamsters President Sean O'Brien to a fight. Senator Bernie Sanders intervened, instructing Mullen to sit down and conduct himself appropriately as a senator. Tens of thousands participated in the March for Israel on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. today. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Hamas brutally attacked Israel on October 7th.
Hamas wants to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. So let me be clear. We will never let that happen.
No violence has been reported, although the National Guard was called in to help. A coalition of senators from both parties is putting forth a resolution cautioning Iran against escalating the conflict in Gaza. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham explains that the resolution encourages the U.S. to respond with military force if Americans are harmed by Iranian-backed factions in the Middle East or if Hezbollah initiates a secondary front against Israel. The development comes in the wake of numerous attacks by Iranian proxies on U.S. military. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The U.S. and China are set to reach an agreement addressing the flow of fentanyl. President Biden is expected to announce the deal during his meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping tomorrow in San Francisco. But Republican Senator Eric Schmidt told Fox Business he doesn't believe the deal will work.
It's not like this is going to stop the flow, and I also don't think, I don't believe China that they're going to crack down.
The agreement involves China targeting companies producing precursor chemicals for the synthetic opioid, while the Biden administration would lift restrictions on China's Forensic Police Institute, accused of human rights abuses, in return. Over a century later, the U.S. Army is righting a wrong. We get more from Lance Pry.
The Army is formally making a wrong right 106 years later. Black soldiers were convicted of mutiny for their roles in the Houston riots. Undersecretary of the Army Gabe Camarillo says the military paperwork will be changed, showing an honorable discharge. 19 black Army soldiers were executed. Most others received life sentences after they fought with police and residents of a heavily segregated 1917 Houston.
San Diego Padres owner Pete Seidler has passed away at the age of 63. Despite overcoming cancer twice, he faced additional health challenges in August. The grandson of Walter O'Malley, who moved the Dodgers to L.A., Seidler joined the San Diego ownership group in 2012, assuming full control in 2020. Under his leadership, the Padres reached the National League Championship Series in 2022. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.